Good morning, this is Jasmine.
Hello, good morning, Jasmine. I was just calling. This is called Family First Healthcare, correct?
Correct, ma'am.
Okay. I was wondering, do you guys just service the Philadelphia area or is it
No,
surrounding?
the whole state of Pennsylvania.
Okay, because here's my thing. I'm looking for an agency to bring my grandmother on board with. I would be her caregiver. And I'm just, again, trying to find the right agency for that. So can you give me like a brief overview of
What county does your
your
grandmother
company?
reside in?
In Reading, Pennsylvania?
So that's what, Lehigh County? Let me
Berks. It would
confirm.
be Berks.
Berks? Okay, let me confirm that for you.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have her zip code?
19601.
Okay, that is Berks County. I only ask and confirm because the rates are based on county. Okay, how many hours does your grandmother get?
It's going to be anywhere between
Is she already on services?
No, they're just getting started. So I'm just waiting for the I just met with the lady today and she told me I should start finding a place.
Right, you need
So
to
she's
pick an
looking
agent
to
then.
ask for 80 hours.
So the beauty of this agency is that anything after 40, you're going to get paid time and a half, okay? So
Okay.
let's say that I offered you 13 to start because because you're going to go up to 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So you're going to go up to 20 for the remaining 40. If she gets 88 hours, it's overtime 48 hours. So I can't give you a solid rate until we get confirmation on the hours because of the overtime, but definitely the start is going to be 13 if she gets anything over 80. If she gets anything under 56, anywhere between 56 to 70, I can go up to 15. Okay, but I can know more once she gets her hours. We need to know how many hours so that I can offer you the rate. Okay, and right now we're one of
So
the
then you
highest paying
said,
agencies, so you're good.
okay. And then you said, so 15, anywhere between 56, 40 and 56.
Right, because I can't, again, I can offer you more if she don't get so many hours of overtime.
Yeah, no, I
You understand?
understand.
Okay, good. Okay. So
Yes.
the rate
And then
might
my.
change. So I can't give you a solid answer, but I can go anywhere between 13 to 15 if she gets anything under 65 hours.
Okay. And then is this weekly pay?
Yes, every Friday, honey. Every Friday's payroll.
Okay. And
And
are
you could
there
do
any
direct
benefits?
deposit. The caregivers have holiday pay with overtime. So if you work during a holiday, you get overtime as well. You do get insurance through Aflac. You get to pick the policy of your choice.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very good. All right. So now, how do I go about filling out an application?
Yep, I'm gonna do all of that for you right now. You're gonna be the main caregiver, right? Only you're gonna be doing the.
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Tajay. That's going to be spelled T as in Tom, Y as in yellow, Z as in zebra, A as in apple, J as in Jack, A as in apple, E as in elephant. Tajay Ellison, ELLISON.
And your data, a good number to reach is the one on my call ID, the 484-496-4296.
Yes.
All right, Tajay. And you said Ellison, ELLISON.
Yes.
Okay, now give me your grandma's info. What's her first and last
Her
name?
name is, yep, Catherine with the C, and then Ellison as well.
So Catherine, CATHERINE.
Correct.
Okay, date of birth?
3142.
Home address.
A 1007 Penn, that's going to be PENN and Street. And that's going to be in Reading, PA, 19601.
And a good number to reach, Miss Catherine.
It would be the same as mine.
Would you like to list an alternative number?
I'll talk with her about that, but as of right now, it's just my
You're
number.
the point of contact. Okay.
Yes,
One
absolutely.
second.
We live to, she lives with me.
All right. Let me check to see her Medicaid real quick, see where she's standing with her Medicaid.
Yes.
And do you know if they already approved the waiver? Do you know if she has the waiver
Yes,
ready?
they approved
Okay.
it. Yep.
All right. Let me check to see if it's already reflecting in Medicaid.
It's approved, but again, we just met with the coordinator, so she said now she just has to get the hours.
Right. She
find
has to
out
create
how many
the care
hours.
plan. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
One second. All right, I found her. Do you want her Medicaid ID number or you have it? It's
I'll
good to
take it.
have. Yeah, it's good to have.
Yeah, sure.
Put Medicaid ID number. And it's 630-105-7300. And she's through PA Health and Wellness.
Yes. Great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And
And what's
then
the service coordinator that's assisting you?
I think she's through PA. Oh no,
Right,
Sam.
her name.
With Sam.
Her name is Sam.
Leslie.
Leslie.
Yes, Leslie. I didn't get her last name.
Okay, do you have a phone number for her?
Yes, one
Okay,
moment.
take your time.
Hello.
I'm here.
I'm so sorry about that.
That's
When I
okay.
tried to get it, it actually called her. So I just informed her what I was doing.
Yep.
Her telephone number is going to be 484-894-4788.
Okay. Now I just need you to write down some information for the agency so you can call her and let her know so that by the time we reach out to her, she knows exactly what we're doing. And you said it's 484-894-9755.
No, 4788.
4788. So that's 484-894-4788.
All right.
Got it. Just let me know when you're ready to write stuff down, okay?
I'm ready.
So the name of the agency that's going to hire you and assist your grandma onto services is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
Mm-hmm.
The agency's information is 267, phone number.
Mm-hmm.
267-551-7400.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Jasmine, okay?
Jasmine. Yes.
All right. That's the information that you're going to give your service coordinator. Let her know that you have identified an agency. And right now, I'm submitting the referral. Just give me a minute because I'm going to see who's available in the hiring department so they can further you along with your application. Okay, one second.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, like I have previous experience, all that good stuff. But the agencies I've worked for, they're not the best. So when I heard about this agency, that's what makes me call today. And so far, what you have told me sounds like the best. So.
Yeah, you're going to be happy with us because our goal is to make sure that your grandmother's taken care of and that you're happy as her caregiver.
Yes, absolutely. She doesn't want anyone else. Like, that's what she
I don't
wants
blame
me.
Her.
So, yeah.
Your family, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then as far as, like, for the clocking in and out, do you guys use a system? Is that going to be HHA or?
It's the HHA system. It's an internal system that was created by the governor. So every home care agency, licensed home care agency, needs to be
uses
HHA.
That.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Then I
mandatory.
Have that already. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
They might ask you to reprogram it because every agency has like their own, I think it's called like a code to identify the agency, but coordination
mm-hmm.
will handle that for you.
Okay.
The same thing. Mm-hmm. Just waiting on a response.
No, you're fine. I mean, if anything, if they're busy, you can, you know, give my number and call me back or however.
Yep. I'm just waiting to, because I'd rather them send you the hiring application since it's Friday and everybody's going to leave the office soon.
Yes, yeah, I could work on it over the weekend, absolutely. Would you like my email address?
I can take it. What is it?
It's going to be YZA_divine, DIVINE, number9@icloud.com.
I'm going to place you in a brief hold, okay? I'm going to go see who's available for you. 1 second.
Great. Thank you, Jasmine.
You're welcome. I haven't gotten a response from the coordinator, so they're probably busy assisting other patients, and I don't want to keep you on the line. I just submitted the referral. If I can get somebody to get back to you today, they're going to do so, okay?
Okay.
But
sounds
in the meantime,
good. I mean, and again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In the meantime, wait, I want you to call your service coordinator and give them our information. So by the time our coordinators reach them, she knows exactly what we're doing, okay? Hey, wait.
I will, yes.
I answered, but there was nobody. Okay, no, she's not available. All right. I'm still waiting. I'll have somebody reach you back, okay? And send you the hiring application.
Okay. I mean, if you guys can just send me the application as well so I could start on that.
Absolutely.
You know, you got my email.
Yep.
All right, Jasmine. We'll do. If anything, I'll reach back out Monday.
Absolutely. You take care, okay? Hang in
yes.
there.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. Yep.
Bye-bye.